Hi, it's Steve Glennon here. I'm actually in the centre of Portsmouth today. I'm up on the third floor of the Central Library in the middle of the city. Just one floor above the brand new History Centre, which for you local history buffs is something that maybe if you have a chance to get down into the city centre, you could come into the library and check out. It's a brilliant resource, brand new, very, very plush. Very welcoming staff as usual. So if you are interested in local history, come down and have a visit to the local history centre. But the reason I'm here on this very windy day, and we can hear the wind whistling around the windows of the building that I'm in, is to talk to Sharon, who's working on a project to do with Somerstown. So for those of you who know the city, Somerstown is down in the centre of Portsmouth. And it's a well-known area of the city, been subject to lots and lots of change over the last 50 or 60 years, and is about to undergo a brand new regeneration project. So one of the things that Sharon's involved in is trying to get the community to tell some stories about what life was like in Somerstown. So Sharon, introduce yourself and tell us a bit about the project.
Thanks. Well, as you've said, my name's Sharon Court and I'm the project leader for Somerstown Stories. I've been involved in youth and children's work, both in Kingston and here in Portsmouth, for probably about 20 years now, and latterly involved in community development as well. The story of the Somerstown Stories project actually begins about 2.5-3 years ago, from an idea that a local priest, Mark Rodell, had about organising a festival for Somerstown. Quite a grand plan, involved closing off parts of Winston Churchill Avenue and having lots of stalls and events and things, and all put on for free for the local community, just to say, we think you're worth it. No other kind of religious agenda other than offering something for free to the community. And at the time, the church council liked the idea, but they weren't quite sure where he was going with it, so they said no. And I was going to be involved in running that project, and it got me thinking about whether or not Somerstown thought they had anything to celebrate, whether they thought they were worth it. A little while after that, I had a conversation with my sister-in-law, Sarah, who is an archaeologist working in Italy, in Herculaneum, which is the city next door to Pompeii, and was affected by the eruption of Vesuvius in AD 70. And she has been working with the local community to enable them to reconnect with their local heritage, with their history, by enabling them to visit the site, to connect with the heritage items that are there, to understand more about the story of the area. And she talked to me about how the community had really engaged with it, how valued they felt.